We are learning Mesechtes Erevin, Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah. We are continuing the Shilas of Binyan now. The Mishnah says like this: you have a Nagar Shiyas Bereishoy Glustero. A Nagar is like a pipe or a pole that they stick into a hole in the ground right by the door, and this way it holds the door shut. And this Nagar has on top of it a Glustero, which means it has a like bubble on top of it that makes it bigger, so it looks more like a kli. It's possible to grind things with it, but it's not really a kli. It's used as to close the door. So the shaila is, when I put this into the hole on next to the door, is that a binyan or not? So Rabbi Eliezer holds it also awesome, because it looks like I'm doing a binyan. Rabbi Yosi mater. Rabbi Yosi holds mutter, since it's a glustera, it looks like a kli, so it doesn't look like a binyan so much. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, ma'aseh b'knesset shebet Tveriyah. The story in the base of knesset in the shul in Tveriyah, so noyegim by heter. They used to use this nagar on Shabbos, and they did it behetta. Atzubar Gamil was the king of Oslo, until Gamil came and asked it to them, so to bring a raya to his sheet. That's also. Reis said the story was the opposite. Reis said, "Isser nagabah." They were always noyeg isser. Atzubar Gamil was the king of Tiru Lehem, and was matter for them. So we have in our Mishnah, Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi, if a nagar that has a gluster on top is allowed to be used to hold the door shut or not. So Gemara will explain a little bit to Machlekes. If this nagar, this pipe, is tied to the door and it's being stood up by the string by the door, and it's such a strong string that it could hold that thing for a long time. If I pull the nagar a little bit, it won't snap. It's a strong string. Then everyone agrees that it's mutter, because since it's tied so well and with a good string, everyone realizes it's not binyan here. This is the thing they use to hold the door shut. But when's the machlokes? When it's not possible to move with the agad, which means it's a very thin string, the marasov, akim the yashbresha glustera, taras gdila. Rabbi Yosi holds, since it has a glustera on top, which means it has like this little ball on top of it that makes it possible to use to crush things with it, therefore it's a kli, and it doesn't look like a binyan. Or marasov, akim the yashbresha glustera, lois. Elamanemos holds, since it's not tied well, so then it looks like maybe you plan on leaving it there, and it's a shaila that looks like a binyan, and therefore it is asa. So according to Rav Yosi, he says glustera helps, and it's a shaila in the paiskim. If you don't have any string at all, does Rav Yosi agree that glustera will work? Because the shaila is nitav agdai, any nitav agdai, this type of thin string, is it worth something or nothing? Rashi's master, but little Rashi says Rav Yosi sava. Rashi right before the Mishnah, Rav Yosi sava glustera mahanyale the kivin the klihu loy have a binyan. So it's mashma that the whole vart is the kli, and that maybe you wouldn't need a string, but that's a shayla in the paiskim, the Beis Yosef, and different paiskim handle that shayla. But kapon, we have machlekes over here with the glustera. What's the halacha? So we're saying machlekes, but in it be igdoi, that's where there is machlekes. So I'm talking about continuing with a similar idea, but now we're going to talk about a nagar that does not have a glustera on it. That's the next mission to discuss. A nagar does not have a glustera on it. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Nagar HaNigrar, a Nagar that's not being held off the ground by the string, it's touching the ground, which is how we had before also, just the difference here is no gluster on top of it. So Nagar HaNigrar, Noilim Boi B'Mikdash, Avaloi B'Medina. The halacha is that in the base of Mikdash, Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Now we're going to have a lot of that in the next few blot, the Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, which means in the Beis Hamikdash, they did not have Gzeira Derabbanon of Shabbos like upon them. It's a big shaila in the Paiskim, in the Shoinim, Nachroinim, if Ein Shvus Mikdash means every Derabbanon, only Derabbanon of Shabbos. But let's call this means Derabbanon of Shabbos. So the Klal is Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. But the Grada, Ein Shvus Mikdash is not just a blanket statement. It's no Derabbanon B'Mikdash. It has to be Tzarech Avoida. If it's Tzarech Avoida, so then the halach is that there's no Shvus B'Mikdash. So here must be a case where it was Tzarech Avayda. So Nagar HaNigra, Noilim Boi B'Mikdash, Avaloi B'Medina. A Nagar is Nigra, in the base of Mikdash, you use it to hold the door shut, but not in the Medina. V'Hamunach, it's not tied at all, Kam V'Kan Asa, even the base of Mikdash is Asa. Rashi learns, because the Shaila V'Da Raisa. If it's not tied, it's Binyan Mamish, and it's not even a Shvus. And therefore, it can't be. Look at Rashi, V'Hamunach, Sh'ein HaKash HaKlal, have a Binyan Mamish. What?
The locking mechanism.
Right, but that's Bikasha Firashi. But Rashi is learning, and since it's not tied, it could stay here indefinitely. If it's something that could stay here indefinitely, so then it's not. Why don't we have a door that they opened up every day, obviously? If they open up every day, that's a big shaila we had in yesterday's Basha idea, if that helps. It's mostly showing that helps. But if you Rashi rather happens to be, that's not Rashi Shita. All the Rishonim learn like that. And all the Rishonim learn here won't be a Deraisa either for that reason. But Rashi doesn't have Shita. Just because you open it every day, it doesn't make it into a Heter that's not Binyan. We know Halacha L'maisa, that's true, but not according to Rashi. But here has nothing tying it to the door, so it's not a locking mechanism. It's right now, it's part of the door. I create it as part of the wall, part of the door, and therefore it is Binyan according to Rashi, according to this Mishnah, Hamunach Kam Kan Asa. That's what's also in the Mikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Hamunach Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda argues. So it's Munach is Mutter Mikdash, because it's only the Rabbanon. Vanigrar Medina. And Nigrar is even Mutter in the Medina. It means if it's tied and it's schlepping on the ground, dragging on the ground, even in the Medina, it's Mutter. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So let's see the Gemara a little bit. Tana Rabbanon. And then afterwards, we'll try to make a Sikkim of all the Shitas. What is their example of a nagar hanigrar, a pipe that drags on the ground, and the mikdash you're allowed to use it to close the door? Avalayb medina, not in medina, not outside the base of mikdash. What's the example of that? Kosher kosher v'tolui, it's tied and it's hanging. But one end is sitting on the ground, and that's a case where the mikdash, it's mutter, because only the Rabbanon. Medina, it's still awesome. Ruda Imer, ze af Medina mutter. If it's tied and tali, even Medina, it's mutter. Le'ezu nagash, no'ilu mikdash, v'le'im Medina, kosh enele kosh v'le tali. What is the case with dafka, the base mikdash, mutter, not Medina, when it's not tied at all, and it's not hanging at all? V'shem toy, you take it out, v'nicha v'karen zav, put it away in the corner, and you put it back in to close the door. That's the type of thing that's also in the base of mikdash. And it's mutter in the base of mikdash, it's also the Medina. Rav Yehuda holds only also in the Medina if it's not tied at all. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. And Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Yehuda benigrar. We paskin like Rav Yehuda benigrar, which means, like Rashi explains, not legabe munach, but legabe nigrar b'medina, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, nigrar b'medina is taka mutter. As long as it's tied, it's mutter. Rashi speaks out regarding munach in the base of mikdash, that we don't paskin like Rav Yehuda. Rashi says, Rav Yehuda v'mikdash less hilchasikav say, the kimish ain't a kosher shem binya gomahu, kashar negrorim shenoyitz b'ksalim, ba'boyna kosher chayiv. Rashi says that still halacha l'maisu paskin, that's called binyan, and therefore it's also the mesa mikdash, and we don't pass Rav Yehuda regarding that. We only pass Rav Yehuda regarding nigrar. It happens to be on that prat, the Rosh argues. And he holds that you pass Rav Yehuda Gabi both things. You pass Rav Yehuda even Gabi that halacha also. Because Rosh's Gerus is halacha Rav Yehuda, but halacha Rav Yehuda stam. He doesn't say halacha Rav Yehuda benigra. Rosh's Gerus says benigra. He's the halacha Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara Vayta. Omar Ava, who should kosher v'dalas? This halacha of Rav Yehuda that nigrar is good in the Medina is dafka if it's tied to the door. But if it's tied to the wall, that's not good enough. That's not enough of a hacker. Frank the Gemara, any of our Rabbi Tavla Ikla Mechuzah v'chazal lehu dahava tali be'ivra dasha. He saw something tied to the door frame, and they were using that pipe, even though it wasn't tied to the door, it was tied to the door frame. Lem lo l'midi. Ahu nita v'agde hava. That was nita v'agde. If it has a good string, that strong string, then even if it's tied to the ivra dasha, it works. Even if it ties to the ivra dasha, it works. That's comes out of halacha. And it sounds like even without a glustera, which that's what Tosafot speaks up before, that the Gemara before, it sounds like near glustera is going according to the Rabbanon. So let's just try to recap a little bit of what we learned so far. So there's a lot of different dinamim. So a naga with a glustera, we had a machlekes for. Rabbi Eliezer holds it's mutter if it's kosher, vitalian with a strong rope, but if it's also with a thin rope. Rabbi Yehuda's matter if it has a glustera across the board, even without any rope at all, it could be, because it has a glustera, it's a cleat. Then a naga without a glustera, so then, according to the Tanakhama, if it's kosher v'tali, then it's mutter in the base of mikdash and also in the Medina. And a munach is also by both. Rav Yehuda holds that nigrar is even mutter in the Medina. And he holds munach is even mutter in the base of mikdash. That's what comes out, the different shittas over here. And we have a little more about that in a second. Look to Gemara Vayta. Rav Avya iklanar adoy, chazu gavad avak kotter begemi. He was tying his pipe with a gemi, with a little reed, like a little rubber. That's not called tied. That's not called nitel ba'agdoi, and that won't be good if it's schlepping on the ground, because it's like that's not here. And it has, if it's not tied to the door, it's not called nitel ba'agdoi. It's not called tied. It might not be called tied at all, even. and then it won't work at all. It'll be like munach, and the halacha is, it'll be aser, anything that's munach will be aser. Nikmaz mahu. What's nikmaz means? Rashi learns nikmaz means that this pipe not only goes into the door step, it goes into the ground. The hole is so deep, it goes into the ground. So that might be worse. That might be more binyan. Boy Rab Zer, nikmaz mahu. Rav Yosef, what's your shayla? L'shmi leho tanya, didn't hear this price. It says nishmat aser, which means munach. Nishmat means if it comes off, it's aser. Nikmaz, even if it goes around, mutter. Rav Yehuda Oimer, nikmaz, af b'shein nishmat aser. Rav Yehuda says, here Rav Yehuda's more machmer, he holds, if it's nikmaz, it's aser. V'om Rav Yehuda Amashmu, aloch Rav Yehuda v'nikmaz. But time am I, why is nikmaz worse? Am I b'ayim shun demechzik b'ayna? Because it looks like b'ayna. It looks like b'ayna, therefore it is aser. So, yeah, so that's the halachas of, so far, of the pipes. Now we have more of a shayla, another shayla. B'ayim rei Rav Nachumi bar Zachari ma'abaya. Aser lo yibes yad. Let's say you had this pipe, and you made a handle to this pipe. Now it looks like more like a big X. What's the halacha then? What's the halacha then? If you make this thing with a base yad, is it mutter to use or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. On Malay, Buch de Kamris is saying, you know, this is like a hammer. Of course that's mutter, has a base yad. So Gemara Shaila with a base yad, Gemara Pesha, yeah, base yad is good. Pesha Rosh asks, Tema Makam Abayole. He says, the whole machlekes is by a glustera before. It wasn't made for that. The punkt had a glustera. But if you made a glustera in order to turn it into a keli, of course it's good. What's the shiloh? So his rosh wants his taina, maybe it's going back on nikmaz. Even though Rehuda said that by nikmaz, it's more mechubber, because going into the ground, so okay, boina still will help to make this into a hammer, and that will make it better. That's why it's a bigger chiz. That's how his rosh learns that still based yavi mutter. Ahusha Risa, the Havabain. Now the Gemara discusses also different type of ways to hold the door shut, but here it's more shalom muksa. Ahusha Risa, you had a sharisa means a beam, a kaira. The targum of Betel Kairasi is Betel Sharusi. Sharisa means a big beam. There's a big beam, you need 10 people to carry this beam, it's a heavy beam. Husha Risa, the Havabain Rabbados, the Havamadlu Beyasar, you need 10 people to carry it. The Shodle Adasha, at night, you used to put it across the door to hold the door shut. Lo'omalo Amidi, didn't tell me anything. Oh, my Torah is clear, it's a din kli. It's very heavy, it's not muksa. And like Tosis brings down, there's a Gemara on Shabbos, the handles, if you have a very big keli, is it muksa because it's so big? The Maisa, here he says,
was it
what? No, it wasn't Shalab Binyan. Shalab something that's muksa. Something that's very, very heavy, it's our muksa. That's what the sugi here is. If you look at Tosis, who Sharisa, at the end of Tosis, it says, I have a high Sharisa, dark, tattle, tom, v'chol, lino, adela, shemal, kishari. That's why it's not muksa. It's not a Shalab Binyan, it's a Shalab muksa. We're saying since it was normal, they always took 10 people and moved this, that's enough. A similar story, here has Sisa, Dahava Beimar Shmuel, Dahava Machzekes, this Sisa is like a mortar, it's cool. It's something they use for grinding, awesome. Here has Sisa, Dahava Beimar Shmuel, Dahava Machzekes Adriba, it was so big, it held 15 sa'a, very big. Shara Mar Shmuel, Mishdei Adasha. Shmuel allowed the people to put it by the door, Amat Haris Kli Aleim, it has Din Kli on it, and therefore it's not a shayla of muksa. Now the Gemara is going to a sugya of oil. Shalach le Rami bar Yecheskel of Amram. Neimalon mar, mahala mili ma'al yisa, da amrit lo mishmeder of Asi, bekipi da arba. Rami Yecheskel asked Rav Amram to tell him some of the geshmaka stuff that he wanted him to hold us from Rav Asi in the sugya of kipi da arba. Arba is a ship. Kipi means like the canopy of the arba. So what's the shayla? Shalach le hoch amrav asi. Hani kipi da arba. If you have, so picture there's a boat, let's say a rowboat or a boat, and it has a canopy. But the canopy has, you know, has like a sheet that goes over it. It just has the frame right now of the canopy. Are you allowed to put that the tarp over it, over the frame on Shabbos? That mutter put the tarp over the frame on Shabbos, like a shlak. You let to do this on Shabbos. Hani kipi da arba, bezman sheyespem tefach, if the frame, each of the beams of the frame are thicker tefach, so it means you have an oil already. If you have an oil already, halacha is, you'll later be moisiv on an oil aray on Shabbos, and on Yontif. So if v'zanches from tefach, inami imem tefach, or it doesn't have a tefach, but imem zel zel shloisha. If you don't have between the beams three tefachim, so then it's all like lovud, then you have an oil already. Then lemacha maybe machzelas, tomorrow you bring a mat, uparis lehem, and you put it over it. It's not a problem. My time. A moisif al oil arai. Who? It's a moisif on oil arai. So that would be mutter to do that. So this is negay of anything. If you have already an oil with a tefach, or you have an oil already with things in between, the three talking in between, you'll have to put a sheet over it or a tarp over it. Another halacha. Hanu dichri. The Hava Leila Rav Huna, the Rav Huna had these animals, rams. The Yamama Boyetula, it was in the summer. So by day, it's very sunny. They need shade. But by the night already, they're stuffed in this thing with a tarp over them. They're very hot. They need a little ear. Boyavira. So in the weekday, what they do is, that by day, they put a tarp over it. And by night, they open it up. Shaila on Shabbos, what can you do? Also came to the Rav. They came to the Rav, what you do on Shabbos? Omalei zil kroich budya, roll it up, v'shay ba tefach, and leave a tefach of oil, of protection, of on top, and lamacha, you pull it out, pashtei, and moisav arai. What are you doing? Moisav arai. You have a tefach here, it's moisav arai, v'shay ba domi, and it's good. The Ritva is medayik from here, that why do you have to leave a tefach? You have this roll, called this budya, it's a roll. The roll, presumably, is a water tefach. Zok the Ritva, big yisoid, which you're passing like, that a roll is not called a tefach to be moisav in it, because it doesn't look like oil. So then it looks like you're making a new oil. You have to have actually oil. So it's a gaya, if you hold that a awning is a problem of oil, a lot of places well, it's not, since it's tied to the wall and it has strings and whatever it is, it's not, it's like a door. But if you hold the problem of oil, it wouldn't help that it's rolled up and covering a tefach. It has to have actually some of the awning itself open a tefach in order to be called moisav on oil ara. What? Right, hold on, stroller might have a problem. So it's also one of the same haterim as the thing that the three chazanish is mutter. It also don't help, right? If it's folded up, it's mutter. That's grad. So the grad of Chacham Sofer says folded is just as bad as being rolled up. Grad in the halacha just says rolled up. Grad those things are folded up like accordion. The Chacham Sofer talks about it in the Agoyes Shulchan Aruch, and he says that also a problem and it's not called a oil. But just know that by it's machlekes noid huda and the chazanish about the thing over a carriage. It's machlekes. Zok the Gemara, a lot of the Bnei Torah machmer on Reb Yehuda, but it happens to be like the Aruch HaShabbos passing the Smutta, because he goes with the Chazanish. So even, you know, the machmer of the Paiskim is still a Soma Mekel. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Omer Rav Meshum Rav Echia, Viloin, a curtain, Mutl and Taisa Mutlfark of Shabbos. Let it put it up and put it down on Shabbos, or open and close it on Shabbos. What's the reason? So it's really a Machlekes Rishonim. The feet taisis, the reason is because anything that's not a mechitza ma'ateres, just a mechitza alone is not called oil. Mechitza alone, it has to be mechitza ma'ateres. But not a mechitza ma'ateres is mutter to do on Shabbat, therefore it's mutter. According to mechitza ma'ateres, example mechitza ma'ateres means to make to carry on Shabbos, or make a sukkah on Shabbos, or to go in front of an Aroner for Tashmish is also a case of mechitza ma'ateres on Shabbos. But the halach is that if it's not a mechitza ma'ateres, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, according to Taisvis. According to Rashi, the reason is because it's aray. It's only aray, and what it means is it's flimsy. A curtain blows this way, it blows that way, therefore it's not a problem. But Mishmaru says if you tie it down, there'll be a problem. According to Rashi, you come out, if you tie it down, there'll be a problem. Vavilon will be a problem. Vavilon mutu on Taisvis, it's a tupshat, either Rashi or Taisvis.